Mike, you've been here for a couple months now. Just have you gotten used to it? Have you gotten kind of accustomed to everything that's around Illinois right now?
Well, I think there's still a lot more to learn and a lot more to, as you said, get accustomed to. I believe I've made a lot of progress. As Chancellor Weiss said, our new chancellor here, you know, it's a listening and learning tour. Kind of the same for me as it relates to, you know, this campus and the Champaign community and state of Illinois and beyond the borders of the state of Illinois. So I think I've covered a lot of ground. I think there's a lot more ground to cover, but I'm certainly pleased with the progress I've made and knowing that this is a big operation, but one I'm certainly excited about leading at this time.
And you said when you got here, your focus was just to kind of familiarize yourself with everything. Are you settled in? Is that checked off the list yet?
Yeah, I think I haven't met everybody I need to meet. I mean, I don't think that'll ever end. I meet people on a daily basis, and that's a good thing. A lot of great people. A lot of those folks support our programs in this university. I think it's, it's an ongoing, a very fluid process, but do I feel more settled than I did 2.5 months ago? Absolutely.
And we see a lot of you. You know, you're visible, you've spoken with the media, you're meeting with me one-on-one. Why do you think that's important as an athletic director in his role?
Well, fortunately, there aren't two of me. I don't think everyone, including my wife, would want two of me. But I do think it's important. I think that if, I am one of the faces of the program. Sometimes I'm not the most talked about face, and I get that. I see myself as more producer-director. I think sometimes people look more as the coaches, as your rock stars. But I do think it's important for me to be able to portray a positive image in our community of our 19 sports and our student-athletes, and making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do out in the community, but also that I'm doing the things that are showing support to our student-athletes and their teams, because at the end of the day, that's why we're really here.
What's been most of the feedback from the fans, from the donors, from the people in Champaign-Urbana?
I think it's been positive. Most of the feedback I've received has been positive. I think we feel that there's some heavy lifting. There's some things that we need to get done, and certainly I'm very in tune to that. I mean, that was well known before I ever walked on this campus. But those are the opportunities that you look forward to, because the capacity here is great. We're in the best conference in the country. And, we want to win championships in everything we do. We want to graduate our student-athletes. And like you said, my being out, well, we want this department. We want our student-athletes, coaches, and staff to be out as well.
What surprised you most about the athletic program and the campus at University of Illinois?
I just think the capacity. I just think the... You know, you have a sense of the kind of things that you think you can do here eventually, but I think at least the foundation is here to do great things, and that's important, because you want to feel like there's room to grow, and you have the ability to grow. There's a difference there. Sometimes you need to grow, but sometimes there's more challenges and more barriers put in your way that make that a difficult thing. And I think here there's a lot of things in place that make it a special place, and it really starts with the people. People ask me about surprises. I wouldn't say it was a pleasant surprise, because I didn't know what to expect, but I think the people here on this campus and in this community, it's a special group of people.
And obviously the face of the program is the football program. And a great start. You got here, they go 6-0, you're high-fiving everybody. Obviously fans are frustrated with what's going on. What's your take? Especially, I think, fans frustrated with what happened off the field this weekend. Just your take on all of that that's going on.
Well, on the off-the-field piece, certainly, we take those matters seriously. You certainly want your student-athletes to exercise good judgment, to make good decisions, to know, to be disciplined, and certainly that's important. And those are things that are always going to be important to us. And they're like myself and like our coaches. They are, they need to be role models, and they're ambassadors for this wonderful institution. On the field, as I've said, no different than when I started here. We'll evaluate and assess the football program, no different than we'll assess our other 18 sports and go through that exercise. And And that's, you know, that's an ongoing process, and that's going on right now.
And Ron Zook has 2 years left on his contract. Do you expect him to be back as the head coach of Illinois next year?
Well, once again, I, you know, as I've said from my first day I walked on this campus, you know, I'll assess that situation and you know, we'll let the year play out, and then we'll look at our future and what decisions will be made at that time.
What is that evaluation process? You've talked about that. What do you take into that?
Well, I don't think it can be. I think it's more than just, you know, what we've done competitively the last couple months, the last 10 games. There's a whole body of work. Certainly, Coach Zook has been involved with this program prior to my arrival here. So I think you need to look at the total body of work, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'll continue to do.
So that decision hasn't been made yet about his future?
Like I said, I'm continually assessing it, and you know, at some point in time, I'll have you know, comments to make on that, but now's not the time.
What are your conversations like with him right now? Obviously, he's frustrated with what's going on the field. I know you talk to him after games. Yeah. Is it just trying to support him, or how do you kind of interact with him?
Yeah, I'm very supportive of Ron and the student athletes. I think that's critical. I think Coach has been very positive, which I would expect him to be, and which I would hope for him to be. And you know, staying focused on the next game, and the next game for us is Wisconsin. And you know, they've got a heck of a football team, so we just need to be ready to play on Saturday.
And you look around the rest of the program, there's some good things going on. The soccer team, the NCAA tournament, the volleyball team had a number one ranking at one point. Just kind of the other fall program. There's been a pretty decent fall for you guys.
Yeah, you couldn't be more excited about what's happening over at Huff Hall with the volleyball program and a stint, you know, with four or five, you know, good amount of time at number one. And I still think they're that kind of a team. I think it's a year where anyone could win the national championship in volleyball, including us. But excited about Coach Hambly and what his kids have done. A lot of fun to go over there, and truly neat experience. And the same with Coach Rayfield and her kids. You know, my first Big Ten championship, at least during my tenure, and you know what she's done, and you know, they've won, I believe it's 11 in a row, and going to Stillwater. Beating the defending national champs on Sunday, now going to Stillwater. So it's been in a lot of respect, it's been a great fall.
And the fans have turned out for those sports as well. What does that mean to a program when you have 1,000 fans here for the soccer team and 4,000 at Huff Hall?
I think it just tells you a lot about your fan base, how passionate they are, and it's not just about football and the basketballs. And in the scouting report on our fan base before I arrived here from the other Big Ten ADs is that they support their programs, and they even talked about our students, you know, whether it's the Orange Crush for basketball, our students in general. They said they are, you know, may have the best student fans in the conference, and from what I've seen, I would be hard-pressed that anyone else out there would have better students than us, and I'd be hard-pressed to think that anyone else has better fan base than we do.
Obviously, basketball season start. You have a model of the Assembly Hall over there. You said that's one of the projects you're first going to tackle. What is the progress there? What's kind of going on that front of the renovation of Assembly Hall?
Well, we're just waiting on the our architect engineer piece. Once that happens, which should hopefully that will be concluded in the next couple weeks, and we can start the process of doing designs and doing concepts, and hopefully, you know, at some point in the spring, we'll have something that we can take out and get people excited about the projects and make sure we put a funding model in place which allows us to dig a hole, or actually in this case wouldn't be dig a hole, begin the renovation of that facility.
And obviously the funding, would naming rights be a part of that? Is that something you've looked into, and has there been interested parties in that?
That is a significant part of it. I think that's whatever funding model we put in place, that has to be one of the components. And, you know, we've had some initial conversations, significant conversations on that opportunity, but I think that interest will be there.
You talked about branding. Obviously, your King of Chicago quote went off with a lot of people. Just further into that, I mean, have you gotten some feedback from people about that and how you can brand Illinois as the program?
I think I've even before that comment, it was immediately after that comment, which I really hadn't been on the campus yet. You know, you can tell that there's a sense, and maybe it's a lot of people who went to school who now live in Chicago, that that's important to them. And I think it needs to be important to us because it's the third largest city in America, and we have a lot of people up there that went to school here, some who didn't go to school but who are Fighting Illini fans, and we need to be paying attention. Does that mean we pay less attention to what's going on down here in Champaign and the people in central Illinois? Absolutely not. It's like I'm one of 10 kids. It doesn't mean my mom loved me 10%. It just means my love, her love for her children multiplied. Well, it's the same thing here. We're not going to love Champaign less, but I think for what we want to do and for our programs and the resources and support that we need to garner, we need to do a better job in Chicago.
And you've talked about conference expansion, and we thought at one point maybe the Big 12 was disintegrating, and then the program you came from, Cincinnati and the Big East, yeah. Seems like they're in trouble. With all this, I mean, you can't predict the future, but where would you like to see this head? Because, I mean, it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now.
Well, just in general, not speaking specific to our conference, I think it's still a fluid landscape out there. I think in a lot of ways that's unfortunate. I think that people are marrying that don't make a lot of sense. I'm not a fan on the surface of super conferences, of 16-team conferences, because I think that, you know, why you became a conference, you're losing that. I mean, if you're a 16-team conference and you're playing football, how often are you playing each other? You know, you want to have those traditional rivals. You don't want to lose that. You want to see the same people. And the percentage of times that you're playing each other in bigger conferences is less and less, regardless of the sport, but most significantly in football and to a certain extent basketball. So I'm not a real fan of that, and I'm not a real fan of spreading yourself so far out geographically with the number of your members that now you're moving a lot of your kids across country, which for a number of sports, which obviously affects time in the classroom and time for other things that are important to being not just a student-athlete, but being a student as well.
Is that the sentiment of most of your fellow peers in the Big Ten?
I really can't speak to that. I think I can say that most of them would agree that, you know, keeping traditional rivalries and having those pieces in place is important, especially to a tradition-rich conference like the Big Ten. But I really, can't speak for their thoughts in great detail. That's probably better coming from them.
I see the orange and blue tie. How many of those are in the wardrobe now? I mean, how many have you received as gifts since you've been
here? Tell you what happened, Jeremy. When I was at the University of Virginia, I gave all of them away. Now, if I would have thought about it, I would have kept them. I did not have an orange and blue tie when I came here, but I probably have a good dozen of them now, and I try to mix it up. This is probably my Tuesday orange and blue tie. So, we have so many events right now, especially in the month of November. I could wear a orange and blue tie every day for an event and couldn't go wrong. So it's I don't know. I don't look good in too much, but maybe let's hope orange and blue is an upgrade for me.